Genesis 22. Sometime after these things, God tested Abraham and said to him, "Abraham." And he answered, "Here I am." Then God said, "Take your son, your only son, Isaac, whom you love, and go to the land of Moriah. Offer him up as a burnt offering on one of the mountains I will tell you about." So Abraham got up early in the morning, saddled his donkey, took two of his young servants with him, and Isaac his son. After he chopped the wood for the burnt offering, he got up and went to the place God told him about. On the third day, Abraham lifted up his eyes and saw the place in the distance. Then Abraham said to his young servants, "Stay here with the donkey while the boy and I go over there. We will worship, and then we will come back to you." Then Abraham took the wood for the burnt offering and laid it on his son Isaac. Then he took the fire and the knife in his hand, and the two of them went on together. Isaac said to Abraham his father, "Father," he answered, "Here I am, my son." And he said, "Look, here is the fire and the wood, but where is the lamb for the burnt offering?" And Abraham replied, "God himself will provide a lamb for a burnt offering, my son." So they went on together. Then they came to the place God had told him about. There Abraham built an altar and arranged the wood on it. Then he bound Isaac his son and laid him on the altar on top of the wood. Abraham reached out his hand and took the knife to kill his son. Then the angel of the Lord called to him out of heaven and said, "Abraham, Abraham." And he answered, "Here I am." And he said, "Do not lay your hand on the boy. Do not do anything to him. For now I know that you fear God, seeing you have not withheld your son, your only son, from me." Then Abraham lifted up his eyes and saw behind him a ram caught in the thicket by his horns. Abraham went over and took the ram and offered it up as a burnt offering instead of his son. So Abraham called the name of that place Yahweh Yireh, "The Lord will provide." It is said even to this day, "In the mountain of the Lord it will be provided." Now the angel of the Lord called to Abraham a second time from heaven and said, "I have sworn by myself," said the Lord, "because you have done this thing and have not withheld your son, your only son, I will surely bless you, and I will multiply your descendants as the stars of the heaven and as the sand on the seashore. Your descendants will possess the gate of their enemies. And through your descendants all the nations of the earth will be blessed, because you have obeyed my voice." So Abraham returned to his young servants, and they got up and went on together to Beersheba. And Abraham lived at Beersheba. Sometime after these things, Abraham was told, "Look, Milcah has borne children to your brother Nahor: Uz, his firstborn, Buz, his brother, and Kemuel, the father of Aram, Kesed, Hazo, Pildash, Jidlaf, Bethuel." Now Bethuel fathered Rebekah. These eight Milcah bore to Nahor, Abraham's brother. And his concubine, whose name was Rumah, she also bore Teba, Gehem, Tahash, and Maakah.